USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky with the very latest on the Maryland newspaper shooting. Police now say it was a targeted attack.
He entered the building with a shotgun, and he looked for his victims as he walked through the lower level.
Police in Annapolis, Maryland say the gunman used his shotgun to blow out glass and get into the newsroom full of employees, but he walked the floor looking for certain people. He killed five. Police say the gunman also armed with canisters of smoke grenades.
The shooter is in custody and being interrogated at this time.
Now, as for the super quick police response, Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan says officers on scene in 60 seconds.
Our emergency response team did an incredible job. The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
More now on the Maryland newspaper shooter. Some news outlets reporting he's a white man, 38 years old. There is still no word on a motive, but police say he came to the location to harm people.
We don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male, and the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun.
President Trump in Wisconsin at a groundbreaking ceremony for a company called Foxconn, which is building a new factory complex.
There is no better place to build, hire and grow than right here in the United States. America is open for business more than it has ever been open for business.
The president saying America is open for business and there's no better place to hire and grow than the United States.
We've created 3.4 million jobs since the election, including over 300,000 manufacturing jobs, the highest percentage of happiness by manufacturers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A look now at the state of the economy. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the numbers.
The latest report from the Commerce Department shows the U.S. economy grew more slowly in the first quarter than economists previously estimated, saying GDP expanded at an annualized rate of 2% even during the first 3 months of the year. Earlier estimates had put it at a still modest 2.2%. Consumer spending, the biggest part of the U.S. economy, rose 0.9%. That's down from an earlier estimate of 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of the economy, Toys R Us closing for good. So what can other retailers learn from the toy store's mistakes? Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
All of the nearly 700 Toys R Us stores in the United States are closing tomorrow due to bankruptcy. Ken Auletta is an advertising expert. He talks about how Toys R Us not being able to advertise to their consumers effectively is one of the things that led to their downfall.
Advertising is essential in a free market economy. If you're a store, you need to connect to a consumer, a potential buyer of your product, but they have to know something about your product. Advertising is what provided that. But if you think about the changing nature of the world, just go to Amazon, and 40% of people are buying, who buy stuff online do it through Amazon. Amazon is very convenient. You do Amazon Prime for a little over $100 a year, you get free delivery, and so why do I have to go to a store?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.